All right, this morning we have a couple of special guests from the Spencer Economic Development Committee. We have Carol Eilers and Melanie Black. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Boy, I tell you what, Spencer is happening. Let's see, last week was graduation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this week is cruise night and car show and all the other stuff. And next Friday is another big night in Spencer. Tell us what's coming to Spencer, Nebraska.
Well, we have the Peterson brothers who are coming, and the gates for this will open at 5 p.m. Sons of the American Legion will be serving their delicious and famous mm-hmm. Legion burgers, as well as they will have pop and water available. At about 6:30, we're going to start with some drawings, and then 7 o'clock will be the Peterson brothers performance. We do want to make note that going to be held out at the Spencer Fairgrounds, and so there will be limited bleacher seating, so we encourage you to bring your lawn chairs your blankets.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, so pack those, get those camp chairs out and get ready to use them for the first time this year, maybe. And yeah, should be a good show. The Peterson Farm Brothers, tell us a little bit about the Peterson Farm Brothers. These guys look like somebody we'd see right out here in north central Nebraska, don't they?
I think they'll fit in quite well.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about them, though. I know some folks have maybe heard about them and some haven't.
Well, they're three brothers that stem from central Kansas, and two of those three will be performing in Spencer next week. Sure. They're actively engaged in farming. All three of them are college graduates. We're just looking to promote agriculture and have a fun evening.
Yeah, and boy, I tell you what, they really have, if you go to their YouTube channel, you need to do that, because they really put on quite a production of some of the different songs that they sing, don't they?
They do, and they'll be performing some of those along with their performance Friday night.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll be probably talking a little bit about agriculture and all that good stuff, too, that we like to talk about out here.
Yes, that's the plan.
Yes.
Their main goal is to promote agriculture through their social media content, and they want to make a very positive agricultural experience and just let people know that what ag is about.
Yeah. So do you know about how long the show will last?
They said it'll last about an hour, and then they'll have a question and answer period, and then a meet and greet afterwards.
So. Oh, awesome. Yeah, that'll be fun. So it's next Friday, the 21st, and again, it starts at 7, but the gates open at 5, and like we said, bring your lawn chairs or your blankets for your seating, and the Spencer Economic Development Committee is putting this on. Tell us a little bit about the Spencer Economic Development Committee.
Well, the Spencer Community Economic Development Corporation, we formed in the fall of 2018, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit community group. And we formed originally when we were facing the possibility of our grocery store closing. And after we got through that situation, we found that we all kind of had the same goals in mind, that we wanted to assist with small business startup or improvement or expansion. We wanted to work on Main Street cleanup as well as community cleanup. And we just want to ensure that Spencer thrives long into the future. Currently, we are working on getting a digital marquee area on the Main Street. We've written a grant for that and continue to work on that community project.
Yeah, and of course, like you said, it's a great organization there, and I know you guys are probably always looking for more volunteers and stuff like that for different things that go on, aren't you?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, and of course, we got a great show coming next Friday, and we couldn't do it without all of the great sponsors, Melanie. I know we've got a lot of great people out there, businesses, individuals, farms, ranches. We've had just about everybody kind of pitch in to help make this all happen, and I know we just couldn't do it like we always do out here. We can't do it without everybody helping out.
We've had some very generous sponsors, and without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to bring the Peterson Farm Brothers up here, so we're very appreciative.
You bet. Now, we're hoping for good weather, but just in case the weather looks a little iffy, it will be moved to the gym, correct?
That is correct, and we hope to make that announcement early Friday morning
right.
Next week,
yep.
You know,
so
through KBRX and social media.
All right. Like we said, they're coming Friday night. Anything else about the Peterson Farm Brothers or about the Spencer Community Economic Development?
I guess I'd like to touch on tickets a little bit.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
Tickets are $10 each for individuals who are kindergarten age on up. Preschool and under will be admitted free. Anybody that enters the campground that evening must have a ticket.
Okay.
And online tickets are preferred, but we will take the paper tickets too. And those can be obtained from any SCED member. And those members are myself and Carol, along with Jamie Hahn, Tracy Biermeyer, Tracy Gesch, Greg Finnegan, Molly Swanson, Leslie Nielsen, Shannon Mollendorf, and Becky Klassen. And tickets are available also at the Village office in Spencer.
Okay.
And then Saturday night, I'll be downtown during cruise night.
Oh, yeah.
You can find me at the community hall or over by the fire hall if you're interested in tickets then. And then next Friday, tickets will be bumped up to $12.50 a piece.
At the gate.
Yes.
So, all right. And, yeah, if you text FARM to 336-1612 here at KBRX, you can get the link. You can order them on your phone. And if you get them on your phone, you don't need to print them off or anything. Just you'll get a code there on your phone, and you'll scan them at the gate. Or if you go to the KBRX news page and scroll down to the Peterson Farm Brothers tractor there, there's a story and there's a link on there, too. They can order them online and get it all set up. But yeah, well, it's going to be a fun night and some great entertainment and just kind of a good way to kick off what's been kind of a long year and make 2021 a great year.
That's right. For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to add one more thing, Scott, about parking.
Yes.
The park and fairgrounds will be closed to parking except to those with the handicap permit.
Okay.
So other parking will be available on the side streets.
Okay. Or downtown or, walk.
It's all pretty close together.
That's right. Yes. You can find a good place to park there. So, well, I know we've had a lot of people talking about it, and they're excited to see the Peterson Farm Brothers come to town. And they're going to be in Spencer next Friday night. And like we said, thanks again to all the sponsors that help make it possible. And also to everybody out there purchasing tickets, too, because just a fun thing to do. And I know everybody's looking forward to doing some fun stuff this year. And this is a good way to start it off, isn't it?
Very much so. We think it's just going to be an evening for family and fun all together.
All right. Anything else, ladies?
I think that's it.
All right. We'll see everybody in Spencer tomorrow night and then next Friday night.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Thanks Melanie Black and Carol Eilers from the Spencer Community Economic Development Club. And they are putting on the Peterson Farm Brothers next Friday night, May 21st, 7 o'clock at the Spencer Fairgrounds there by the football field. And come on up. Gates are going to open at 5. The Sons of the Legion will have the burgers going. There's going to be some drawings at 6:30. And it's just going to be a great night. So we hope to see you there. And again, get those tickets. Text FARM to 336-1612. Order them on your smartphone with your credit card. Or like we said, they do have some tickets available. And we'll let you know tomorrow night during cruise night. You can come up there and get them during cruise night in Spencer.